Welcome back, Jake the Talent, to the Comixology Podcast. We have probably the biggest episode of all time right now.
This is the biggest superstar that we've ever had
ever
on this podcast.
Right now,
it's
you're celebrating with a glass of wine.
It's true.
In your right hand.
It's the best one I've ever had, bub.
Well known for his work on Wolverine, my favorite, Schism, Scalped.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jason Aaron, welcome to the podcast.
How's it going, guys? I don't know if I can live up to that intro.
I know. I really pumped it up. So hopefully you deliver. So we have a big release Wednesday, Avengers versus X-Men. The biggest event pretty much of all time, I think it's safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are in.
I know. There hasn't been an event for so long.
That is a fact. Yes. There hasn't been an event this big. So you know, you're a member of the Architects. So you're actually it's interesting in this cross or this big event. You're part of five writers that put together the story, and you guys are rotating issues. How does that work in the planning process to not step on each other's toes for 12 issues straight?
It's certainly been a learning experience. None of us have done this before,
right?
It helped that we all knew each other. We all been to plenty of Marvel retreats over the years, so we've sat in the room and hashed out stories together before. And then with AVX in particular, it just involved lots of us all getting together, or getting on the phone, or passing around outlines, and working and reworking the story until we had something that everybody was excited about.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this for a long time. A lot of different meetings. We even all flew out to Portland one time and met at Bendis's house and talked to AVX over Voodoo Donuts.
Is Bendis's neighborhood just like the show Portlandia at all?
I haven't seen that one. it was certainly, I guess everything fed into every stereotype of Portland. So we've all got our hooks firmly into this story by now. We all have, the characters that we've been pushing in the story, and we all got parts we're dying to write. From issue to issue, you want to one up the guy who wrote the one before you. You don't want to be the weak link in the chain.
Right.
Yeah. That sounds like
a little competition is certainly helping.
sounds like a big deal for whoever gets to write the last issue.
Yeah, is now you guys get full. I know the first issue is listed. I think everyone has a story credit, and then it'll divvy up. I think per issue after that, and I guess probably the last issue will get just as much collaboration as the whole main idea too, right?
Sure. I mean, everybody has had a hand in putting the whole story together. We've just broken that into chunks and given it to different guys. Like you said, there are five writers. The first act of the story is five issues. So everybody gets to write an issue in that. It made sense with five guys and five issues to give everybody one right out of the gate. So you get all five writers, one after another.
The selfish part of me is super excited that Adam Kubert is back on a huge Marvel event. I grew up on his work on Wolverine, and I was like an instant fan, and I was so excited when you guys did Astonishing Wolverine and Spider-Man, and then Schism.
You're gushing.
It's like
over
the
that.
Greatest few years of my entire life. Let's be honest here. So I just saw some pages on Marvel.com of some of his work in, I think it's actually AVX versus, but I big part of this is being so excited that Adam Kubert is back on the biggest stage at Marvel, and it's been, I think that's where he belongs.
Working with Adam the last few years has definitely been a highlight. All the stuff that you mentioned has been a blast. The Astonishing Spider-Man and Wolverine in particular was a lot of fun, and I think Adam had a lot of fun on that, and for some reason he seems to like working with me. This Versus story was actually pretty wild. This was the first thing I've ever written that was really full Marvel style.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's a, Versus is a fight book. So, you know, the story is Iron Man fighting Magneto. So the script I sent him was pretty much, you know, it was just a straight plot. It was saying this happens and then this happens and then that guy punches that guy. And you know, he drew the whole story from that. And then I came back and dialogued it from his pages. Like straight up, you know, old Stan Lee, Jack Kirby style.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which I had never done before, but. It was a blast, and the you know, Adam went crazy on the pages. I think it's the best stuff he's done, you know, since he came back to Marvel.
How does that Marvel, that old school Marvel style, compare to like your regular monthly writing style? Does that come easier, you think, now, just to kind of flesh out something really thin and then come in with the details afterward?
No, it certainly wasn't easier. I mean, in part because I've never done that before. And, you know, it's just strange to look at finished pages and think, you know, all right, well, now is anybody talking? And, like, what are they saying? And where do they say it?
Right. It almost puts you in a corner at that point.
Kind of, you know, if I saw something like that, I would want to write, like, some sort of really funny thing that they would say things that they would never usually say.
Right.
In a comic
because they
book.
Don't have a choice because they just have to do it because the page is already drawn.
They'd just be making fart noises the whole time.
So your run on Wolverine is coming to a close. How do you feel about that? You've put a pretty good mark on on the character in like two issues that you wrote are, you know, one of my all-time favorite Wolverine books. The Wolverine Weapon X book where he went back to meet all his past ex-girlfriends. Mm-hmm. That's got to be like one of my all-time favorite Wolverine books. So congratulations to you, sir. You won me over. But what do you feel on leaving the character in the solo book? I know you're staying with him in Wolverine the X-Men, but that's got to be a big book.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's Wolverine was my first ever comic book work. That's the first stuff I did when I came back to Marvel, and I've kind of been doing it ever since. So it's weird now to be moving past that. But you know, I'm excited for the Wolverine, the X-Men stuff, and getting to do you know, very different kinds of Wolverine stories than I've done these last few years.
Yeah, because he's almost like a different character.
I'm done. I just this last week or this week, you know, I finished you know, the lettering corrections on my last issue of Wolverine. So
did you cry? You can be honest with us.
I didn't cry. You know, I mean, it's exciting to kind of be putting stuff to bed and moving on to new stuff. You know, I just wrapped up Punisher. I'm wrapping up Scalp. So it's kind of a year of change and transition for me. But, you know, as long as you still got cool stuff to transition onto,
right.
You get to stay excited.
With being a Marvel architect, what do you get with being a Marvel architect? Do you get like free Steelers tickets? What are some of the perks?
I wish. That would be awesome. Maybe I should renegotiate my architect contract.
I think that should be some fine print in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the architect stuff, you know, is really just kind of a promotion, which I was happy to be a part of, happy to know that Marvel, you know, thinks of me as one of their top writers. That's great. I love Marvel. I'm very happy there. But, you know, yeah, I mean, all the events we do and the big storylines that run through the Marvel U, those things are in the works for quite a while. I mean, really, they've been talking about Avengers X-Men even before I had, you know, became a part of any of the Marvel treats. It was something that things were building to for several years, and it was always, you know, the situation of looking for where does this fit? When do we want to do this? You know, and I kind of stumbled into the mix of that and the middle of that and got to write Schism and everything kind of came together, and you know, then it was just a matter of what is that story and exactly how did it play out, and that's something we've been talking about for, you know, over a year now, well over a year.
Right. The first issue of Avengers vs. X-Men is going to include a free digital book, and it's kind of a big deal. Marvel is actually going to be including, you know, free digital copies with all their books towards the end of the year. What do you think about, you know, how people consume digital comics?
Well, I mean, I think like most people, I would love to see that become our new newsstand and become the gateway drug for people into the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I got into comics through the old meat stand, through spinner racks at the drugstore. And I didn't see a comic book store until I was, you know, probably 15 or 16. And by then I'd been reading comics for years.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I love comic book stores. I love doing signings, and I still pick up my books at my local comic store every Wednesday night. But we're just not drawing in kids and new readers like we used to. And, man, comics look great on the iPad, especially the brand new ones. So.
Oh my God. It's ridiculous. Wolverine, I reread, the most recent issue of Wolverine, the X-Men, cause we have the new CMX HD versions. Mm-hmm. And the lettering is literally ridiculous on there. It looks like I'm looking at, you know, the forms that went off to the printer on my iPad. It's that awesome. It's that good looking.
That's awesome. Yeah, and, I mean, if you've seen the stuff that Marvel's been announcing, you know, there's more digital plans in the work beyond just including a free digital copy with your $3.99 book.
Mr. Wade.
You know, there's additional and an original digital comics, you know, that are really going to take advantage of the digital format. So,
you mentioned you go to the shop every Wednesday night to grab your books. What are some of the books that you're reading these days from the comic shop?
There's a lot of good stuff. I love. I've said this many times online, but people still don't seem to be reading it. The Planet of the Apes books from Boom have all been really good.
Whoa! Really? That sounds.
They've done two or three different ones at this point now. There's one main ongoing book, which has been awesome, and they've done a couple of miniseries. Books that kind of, you know, dance between the raindrops of the films. You don't really have to have seen all the movies to read them, but there are connections here and there for longtime fans. And those have been great from top to bottom.
Wow.
And what else? Hearts from... The Image is a really great book. It's a Blair Butler from G4. By Kevin Mellon, who's a Kansas City guy like me. So mini series about MMA, which I know nothing about. I know nothing about mixed martial arts, but that hasn't stopped me from loving this book. You can pick it up and enjoy it with no understanding whatsoever. Obviously, Blair knows a lot about it.
MMA isn't big in the South. I would think that kind of sport would be.
I am from the same hometown as Butterbean. Butterbean, big, huge, giant.
Did you know he has a reality show out now where he's like a sheriff?
He does. Yeah, that's my hometown.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Patrolling there. Yes.
I just saw a video of him getting tased. That's how I found out. Someone sent me a link, and the title was Butterbean getting tased. So I was like, why can't I? Why won't I click on this link right now? It was pretty amazing. So Planet of the Apes, we'll have to check out. I know. Yeah, I have a few friends that read that, and it's true. Like, you could tell people to read a book, no matter how much you yell to the high heavens, they probably still won't. And then like months later, they'll say like, "Hey, you know, I picked up this Planet of the Apes book out of nowhere," and you're like, "You dummy! I've been telling you about that for months."
Well, you know, there's so much stuff out there. Sometimes you just don't even see it. Things get lost in the shuffle.
It's true.
You know, that's what's great about the really good comic book stores we have. You have guys with opinions who read stuff and will pimp what they like and will turn you on to things you aren't familiar with. I'm still a comic nerd at heart. I mean, I still have long boxes stacked in my basement. I still love buying old comics and bagging them and boarding them and flipping through them and rubbing them all over myself, whatever you want to do.
Putting them in a big bin like Scrooge McDuck and swimming through them.
That would be cool. Yeah, just a vault of
comics. I don't know why this reminded me of it, but I remember seeing an MTV Cribs back in the day with Sebastian Bach.
What?
And he had like a fireproof comic vault that he put his books in. He's got like a Nicolas Cage-esque collection of like super expensive books. I want to hang out with Sebastian Bach, pretty much is what I'm saying.
He might be selling those on the eBay around about now. Make his house payment.
House probably isn't even there anymore. I think the fireproof vault is still there, though. Jason Aaron, AVX, you know, a lot of people are down on events, but as a big X-Men fan, I am very excited for the event. So I wish you the best of luck, and I can't wait to read it. Hopefully,
I can't wait for people to read it.
Hopefully, you know, when it's all said and done and the next big thing is out, we can have you on again. But we do appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Real quick, I meant to ask you, what do you think your favorite all-time Wolverine book is? This is a question I should have asked on the show. Sorry, I'm like a hardcore favorite Wolverine fan.
Yes, you are.
So everything that you do, I love on Wolverine.
Your favorite all-time story in general?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's easy to say the Claremont Frank Miller, just because that kind of...
Yeah, that's historic.
...set the stage for everything that came after, but... I don't know, I like Steve Scrooge did a few issues.
Yes.
I remember storyline.
That was a great one.
Hey, big stuff. Yeah, it was like the ninjas and Yakuza. And,
did you see that cover he just did for X Sanction?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh my god, it's insane. He did a variant for issue 4 with just Cable versus Wolverine and Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his style on that miniseries, but like times 12. It's crazy.
I have to go find this.
Yeah, I missed that dude. I wish he was doing more comics.
Yeah, I think did he go and did storyboards for The Matrix? I think he became a storyboard artist, right?
Yeah, he did a book for their Burly Man Press, you know, with the same imprint that Darrow did Shell and Cowboy for.
Oh, gotcha.
His was a Frankenstein book, I think.
But yeah, that sounds familiar.
I don't think he's done anything since then.
Did you ever read Brian K. Vaughan's Logan miniseries?
I did, yeah. Yeah, no, the one in Japan.
Yeah, yeah. I think that one ranks pretty high on my list.
Yep, that was really good.
This one, we're really getting inside baseball now. No one.
Yeah, well, I read the other, like, a couple months ago when it came out.
The Logan one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's, I think my favorite panel was at the end when he finds out he's in Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That big, huge, mm-hmm. gorgeous page from... Eduardo. No, all right. We got to get back to work now. I could pick your brain.